California congressional candidates debate in race for pivotal House seat. Representative John Duarte and Democrat candidate Adam Gray met October 25th in the Central Valley town of Modesto for their last debate before voters decide in November which one will represent California's 13th district in the U.S. House of Representatives. Their contest is a rematch of the 2022 election, which proved to be the second closest House race of the year. After more than 133,000 ballots were counted, fewer than 600 votes separated the two. In a casual back and forth spanning about 90 minutes, the two sparred on energy policies, regulations, taxes, immigration, and more. Gray targeted what he said is an unproductive Congress that mismanaged the budget, calling for tough decisions about revenue and spending and a reversal of tax cuts enacted under former President Donald Trump. He said climate-related policies should be prioritized at the federal level. Duarte said fiscal prudence is a foundation of his legislative decision-making and challenged some of the climate-related agenda. If you're really concerned about climate change, then why are we dialing down nuclear power? The incumbent asked. He said the carbon-free power source should be a cornerstone of a carbon reduction strategy. On how best to lower gas prices that are averaging nearly $1.50 more per gallon than the national average over the past month, the candidates differed in their plans. Duarte said the state's gas taxes and strict regulations are adding to the price at the pump. He also said district residents are paying high taxes while not receiving the infrastructure improvements needed on local roads. Gray said more could be done at the federal level to address high energy prices. "We have a Congress that doesn't do any work, but gives us excuses," he said. Duarte said the state's controversial high-speed rail is the biggest boondoggle in the nation and called for the money to be spent on other projects. The incumbent also said resource abandonment, where water, lumber, and farmland are, in his belief, ineffectively managed, are closing the door on the American dream. Both men said securing water for the agricultural region in the state's Central Valley is a top priority. "We've made strides in conservation, but we have not kept up with our infrastructure," Gray said. "We need the federal government to step in." Encompassing Merced County and parts of neighboring Fresno, Madera, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties, the district is home to a majority Hispanic population. Registered voters are split between parties, with about 41% Democrats, 30% Republicans, and 22% Independents. In a district described as purple by Gray during the debate, both candidates said they would lead with bipartisan efforts and worked to convince voters of their intention to legislate from the political center. "I do stand against the extremes of both parties," Duarte said. "I'm the most moderate Republican in Congress." Regarding abortion, both said they support it. "I'm pro-choice. I'm going to stay pro-choice," Duarte said. His opponent said more work needs to be done at the federal level over abortion access. "We need people in Congress who are willing to codify Roe versus Wade," Gray said. The two also agreed that housing costs are problematic and that more construction is needed to help build inventory and improve affordability. "Housing here in the Valley costs way too much," Duarte said. "Cost drivers coming out of Sacramento need to go away." He pointed to regulations he believes are worsening water scarcity, increasing the cost of construction, and limiting developments. Gray said housing is a critical issue, exacerbated by underproduction. Duarte bested Gray by nearly 10% in the primary, but analysts are anticipating a close race in the general election. Duarte is a longtime nursery owner and fourth-generation farmer who was first elected to public office in 2022. He said during the debate that helping families, businesses, and farmers is a priority. "Think of me like a waiter," Duarte said. "I am here to help you improve your community." The congressman is supported by the Central Valley Leadership Roundtable, the Peace Officers Research Association of California, and the National Federation of Independent Business, among others. Born and raised in Merced, Gray worked in family businesses, including a dairy and feed store, before being elected to the State Assembly in 2012. He represented the area for 10 years and founded the California Problem Solvers Caucus, a bipartisan group that aims to address California's most critical issues, including homelessness, the pandemic, and drought, according to his campaign website. "We were trying to break ground, pass good bills, and stop bad legislation, Gray said. He is backed by groups including the California Labor Federation, Equality California, and the Reproductive Freedom for All, among others. The former state legislator said the nation's capital is plagued by gridlock and extreme partisanship. We just need a wholesale change in Washington, D.C., Gray said.